Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 19th of December, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week so far. I've noticed tonight when I was out walking the dog, there's a definite chill in the air, which is quite, well, definitely needed. I feel it has been very, very mild again this winter, and my worry with it being so mild is that we're going to have more problems with slugs and snails next year. So could do with definitely a bit of a chill. The downside, however, is I've looked at the weather predicted for the weekend, and it looks like we're going to be having rain. Now, I know many of us are probably going to have Christmas parties and things like that going on at the moment as well. But this weekend, I really am going to go to the allotment and do some bits here at home as well. But my main focus really is harvesting. I want to make sure that we harvest all the vegetables that we're going to need for Christmas Day. Now, a lot of my vegetables are from storage. Potatoes, for example, they've already been dug up. They're in storage, and I think we're going to be okay for those. Peas and sweet corn are another example, but there are still some vegetables that are in the ground. Brussels sprouts are a great example, actually, because Brussels sprouts are, well, we can see them, actually. We do think we've got enough Brussels sprouts, but they're very, very small this year, very small. But I don't mind. We'll have enough, and whatever is left over, of course, we turn into bubble and squeak. Leeks are another one. We can see those because they're above the ground, and I definitely think we've got plenty of leeks. We're going to have quite a few leeks seeing us into the winter months as well. So leeks are definitely going to be okay too. But moving away from those, it's the ones that are underground that are giving me a bit more concern. Beetroot. Beetroot is grown in our veggie pod. We've harvested a few beetroots over the last few weeks, actually, and I think the beetroots are going to be okay. I'm not actually that worried about those. It's the parsnips and the carrots. Now, we actually had a picture in our Facebook group from a listener and a member who said, or shared a picture of his parsnips that he's harvested today. And only two parsnips out of three packets, I think he got. Parsnips are a bit of a tricky one, to be fair. But there was certainly enough there for Christmas Day. And my parsnips are still in the ground. We've been waiting for a really good frost to really sweeten them, but hasn't really happened this year. But never mind, they're still in the ground. I'm sure they are okay. We've got a lot of them to harvest, so I'm sure that they will be absolutely okay. And then it's carrots, of course. Now, our carrots are still in the ground. Again, based on the foliage, I think we're going to be okay. But you never know until we actually harvest them. So I'm going to harvest all these vegetables on Saturday, and then we can go through and just make sure we have everything we need. I sat down with Amanda tonight, just going through all the meals and everything, and writing a list of everything we need. And we're going to tick that off the list to make sure we are good to go. I think we will be okay, but it's that nerve-wracking time, isn't it? And I know once we harvest them on Saturday, that gives us Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, should we need to make any last-minute dash to the supermarket to get anything that we need. Although, I've got to admit, nowadays I'm trying not to use the supermarket. We're moving more into using farm shops, which is not so easy, certainly not the cheapest, but I do believe in supporting farmers. But we grow a lot of our own veg anyway, so it's really only meat or when we are caught out. Now, not only that, what I'm looking forward to, I actually have some time off next week. I finish work on Monday, my last day. I am on call a few times, but I'm at Lenoff until the new year. And I've got lots of things that I'm hoping to do, really hoping to do during that time. Lots to organise and just try and make sure that we can hit 2025 running, because I want to do a lot more things in 2025. Not so much reinvent the podcast, but I feel I could do more, and I want to really, really knuckle that down. The trouble I have is that I do suffer from ADD, so I have all these ideas in my head and I have to get them down on paper in order to actually visualise them. And yeah, that's something I'm going to be doing over the Christmas period. Looking forward to it though. Now, on that note, today I sowed the Mabuna from this month's seed pack. Now, Mabuna is a type of oriental mustard. I've grown it for many, many years, actually. It's really tasty. It produces this really nice leaf that it's almost like a kale that we pick. But the plant itself, I think, also looks really, really attractive. It's a nice green but unusual shaped mustard. It's really, really good. And what I've also found is I've had a couple of mustards in my garden and I've let them go to flower, let them bolt, and they've actually self-seeded and grown back on their own. So it's a great, great plant to really grow. Now, they are an oriental mustard, so they are a cooler loving crop. So we can actually sow these outside, but you will need like a cold frame or a cloche over them just to make sure they are okay. I've sown mine in my veggie pod, and I'm just sown the seeds into a drill, and once they are germinated, we will thin them out and try and spread them out and get them grown. We could, of course, pot them up as well. What I'm hoping to do is we've let them grow. As I said, they can actually get quite a big plant in terms of ground coverage, sort of a good 30 centimetre area. So what I'm hoping to do, obviously, we're not going to have all those growing in the veggie pod, but as they grow, we're going to try and get them into the garden outside. Again, probably under cloches for the time being. And then we just harvest the leaves as and when we need them. They're quite quick growing, so they should be okay. We just harvest the leaves, use those on sandwiches and things like that, or salads and other things like that. And they give a really nice sort of peppery flavour. But what I really want to do is get them to self-seed again, because I found that to be a real bonus and something I really enjoyed when I had it going in my garden. So something you might want to look at is just letting a few of them self-seed and grow on their own. Right, I don't really have much more because the tasks for the weekend are quite limited this weekend, because all I'm really going to be doing, as I said, is harvesting, focusing on harvesting. I may do a few other little tasks, but I'm focusing on that at the moment because it's such a busy time of year. We've got a couple of parties to go to this weekend, so I'm focusing on harvesting and doing what I need to do, and then come next week, we will have plenty more things to do once all these parties and everything is out the way. So a little bit limited lot tonight, but never mind. I will be back again on Sunday, where we're going to be sowing our aubergine seeds, which are a great one to grow at this time of year, actually. But more on that on Sunday. Well, guys, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.